Welcome back. It's time for our weekly interview with State Representative Nate Walker from Kirksville. Thank you for joining us again today.
Thank you, JB.
Last week, we were talking about the governor. This week, talking about him some more, I guess, after the Attorney General, Josh Hawley, came out with his announcement this week that he thinks the governor may have committed another felony.
That's correct. This matter is getting very serious. Members of the House leadership also this week joined several other prominent Republicans and prominent leaders of the state to call for the resignation of the governor. This is an ongoing matter. It's going to continue to get worse. I started talking about this 3 months ago, and most of the things that I indicated then are happening now. And certainly, you know, I've called for the governor to resign a couple of times as late as last week, but the time for him to accept responsibility is now, and it's going to get worse for him if he doesn't. The House Speaker Todd Richardson, Pro Tem Elijah Haar, and Majority Floor Leader Rob Vesco, you know, issued a statement this week talking about the need for the governor to step down. The process now is moving towards a special session for impeachment, and there's getting to be over 100 signatures on this petition, and soon by next week, I believe that that process will be complete, that we will maybe call ourselves into a special session if the governor doesn't resign within the next few days.
Why do you think your caucus is looking at a special session as opposed to the Democrats who want proceedings to start immediately?
Well, I think one reason is we believe in the due process, and we want the special committee that's been looking at it here in the House to continue to do their work, and the special House Investigative Committee on Oversight has been meeting, will continue to meet. By indication from what I'm hearing, they're working on some things very quickly. But let's let the process play out a little bit. The governor could probably help himself if he did step down. But I know what's right, or I believe what's right, and I think more and more people are understanding that this governor is ineffective, cannot lead, and he needs to step down and accept responsibility.
How do you get anything passed between now and the start of a special session with this cloud hanging over again?
Oh, we're working very well in the Missouri General Assembly. In fact, yesterday I was I had breakfast with the Senate Pro Tem, President Ron Richard, also other members of my other colleagues, and you know, I personally met a couple times this week with the Speaker and talked to him. Both of the leadership of the House and the Senate know what they're doing. They're keeping us focused on our task, and that's to move legislation. And so I think everything will be well done in the House and the Senate. We still have to get the budget finalized, but there'll be some differences, but not anything major. And I think, as I've said in the past, this General Assembly, under the leadership of Ron Richard, the Speaker Pro Tem of the Senate, and Todd Richardson, the Speaker of the House, have been focused on moving us forward, and we do our job, and I think we will have a good result, and we'll see where this goes with the governor, and I believe he'll be gone or resign fairly soon.
Let's talk about one of those bills that you've been working on, the tax bill.
Yes, this is probably a very big task that's taking place this week, and we passed and gave final approval in the House for tax reform and infrastructure. It's called House Bill 2530. The sponsor of the bill is our President Pro Tem, soon-to-be Speaker, Haar. And, you know, the goal that he has set forth, and I believe, is that we need to make sure that Missouri is in the top 10 of the most competitive states in income tax, and we need to work towards being in the top 10 of the competitive states in business tax. And then we need to develop a long-term sustainable solution to funding our infrastructure, and also to make sure that we have the ample funds in our state budget each year. And this bill may not be perfect right now, but it's a good step in the right direction. I supported it this week, and I want to see the process continue, but there are some very good parts of this bill which would reduce the income tax from 5.9%, the personal income tax, to 5%, and also reduce the corporate income tax from 6.25% to 5%. And there's money in this bill dealing with infrastructure for our highways. This is part of the ideas recommended by both the 21st Century Missouri Transportation System Task Force and the House Policy Development Caucus, which I serve on. So we're going to see some other good things in it, some agreements on the streamlined sales tax and some other good benefits. This bill will go over to the Senate now. There's a bill coming from the Senate to us, and in due process, we'll probably have a conference committee. And with strong leadership from the Senate and the House, I think we will see some tax reform before this session is ended.
Why are the income tax and the business tax a higher priority than, say, sales tax or property taxes?
Well, right now, we're looking at a method that we think is good to spur business, spur employment, and get and keep the economy strong. And those two areas seem to be areas that we could address and get ourselves in more of a competitive situation for business growth, but also for individuals. And this tax cut proposal would probably benefit almost all the population of the state of Missouri. So I think those two areas are priorities. And, you know, later on, we may look at other reforms, but dealing with the corporate tax and the sales tax, I think, are two important things that we need to address.
Anything else you want our listeners to know this week?
Yes, my pensions committee that I chair has been active, and I think we're going to have a good result. I was on a conference committee for a Senate substitute for a Senate committee substitute for House Bill 1291, which included legislation that I've sponsored, the Packers bill. And both the House and the Senate, we met this week in conference, and we agreed upon that bill. And so it'll be going to the floor real quick. Yesterday, I handled it in the Rules Committee for Senator Walsh, and very positive there. Of course, Tim Rimley has got legislation that we've dealt with, and it's moving along, too. Those bills are over in the Senate. We hope to see those come back over. Either in the form of Tim's original bill or Representative Taylor's bill, but the language are in both of those. So I look forward to keeping pensions moving, and I think we're going to have a very positive and productive session, and we'll just have to see what else takes place. But it seems like every week we have more challenges, and we meet those challenges as members of the Missouri General Assembly.
State Representative Nate Walker has been our guest. Thank you for your time today, sir.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with more in a moment here on CREST.